And if you will show me, corresponding to Tanis Bavli, Daf Chof Chef, we begin in your show me on Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishneh of Halacha Dalad. Zman Eitvei Kahanim V'ha'am V'tisha V'echad Ben Nisan B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda V'efem B'tamuz B'nei Dov Ben Yehuda B'nei Chavish V'av B'nei Parush Ben Yehuda V'shiva Boi B'nei Yundav Ben Rechev V'asor Boi B'nei Sana Ben Yomin V'chamishasor Boi B'nei Zosui Ben Yehuda V'imahim Kihana V'levim V'chol Mishatoa V'shivtei. Time for bringing wood. Kahanim and the nation are nine. On the first of Nisan is Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Tammuz is Bnei Dov ben Yehuda. On the 5th of Av is Bnei Parash ben Yehuda. On the 7th of Av is Bnei Yundav ben Rechev. On the 10th is Bnei Sana ben Yomin. On the 15th is Bnei Zaisu ben Yehuda. And with them, Kahanim, Levim, anyone who heard about the Yeshivet. Bnei Gunvei, Eli, and Ubnei Kritse Kutsiois, Esim Boy, Bnei Pachas, Mayav, Ben Yehuda, Esim Bel, Bnei Adin, Ben Yehuda, Echad, Batevis, Shabai, Bnei Parash, Shnia, Bnei Gunvi Eli, and Bnei Kritse Kutsiois on the 20th, Bnei Pachas Mayav on the 20th of El, Bnei Adin, Ben Yehuda on the 1st of Tevis, and on it, Bnei Parash a second time. The Echa B'Tevis Lehaya Ma'amad Shaya Boi Halel Bob Musaf for Kov Meitzim. On the first of Tevis there was no Ma'amad because there was Halel Musaf and Kov Meitzim. The Gemara says, Ma Ba'az Man Eitzi Atzi Kahanim Va'am Limanais. The Gemara asks, why did our Mishnah list time for bringing wood and wood of Kahanim and the nation? And V'shasha Oli Yisrael Min Agoyla Lehmatzo Eitzim L'Ishcha V'amdu Eile V'nisnadvu Eitzim M'shalat Zman U'masim L'tzibur the Kov Mehem Korban HaSibol. And says, when Yisrael ascended from Bavel, they didn't find wood in the chamber. These families went and donated their wood and gave it over to the Sibol and used it to offer Korban HaSibol. If no Imahim, Hanavim, Shebeinehim, Shafil Lishcha Melea Eidsim, Va'omdu Eilu Nisnadu, Eidsim, Mishalab Smam, Shleyeh Korban Miskarev, Ela Mishalahem Tchila. The Nevi'im amongst them stipulated then that even if the chamber is full of wood and these families volunteer their own, the corn will be offered only from theirs first. Amr B'acha, Adyav Yosehi, Yosa Oma, Aforitim, Isnadev, Shemechinam. B'acha said this that the Sibbi uses what individuals volunteer is like of Yosa, who says that even one who wishes he may volunteer in Shemitah to guard grain for the Omer or the Shnei Alechem for free. Come forbid it, lest he not properly give it over to the civil. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Elah, Rabbi Akolhi, Ma'apigin b'gufa shal korban, Rabbi Machshiri korban, Kol Amo Moidi, Shemishtanam in korban, Yochid le korban civil. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Elah, rejected that. It's like everyone. What do Rabbi Yosi and Chacham disagree about? The korban itself. Machshiri korban, which are things needed for the sake of the korban, all agree that it changes from a korban yochid to a public korban. Meaning that all agree that Midoraisa Machshirim change automatically. Midorabonon, one must give them over to the Sibor. The Racha holds that Chachamah concerned, lest he not give them over properly, just like for the Omer. The Rula holds that the Chachamah concerned only for Korban itself, which requires Mithira giving over Midoraisa. Tani Isha Shasa Ktenus Levana Tzicha Lemsarad Sibor. The Baisa says that if a woman made a Ktenus for her son, applying the garment for him to wear, to do the service in the Beit HaMikdash, she must hand it over to the Sibor before he may serve in it. Amar Acha Rav Yosi Rav Yosi Omer Afar Itzeh Misnadev Shem Rechinam. Rav Acha said this is like Rav Yosi, who says that even one who wants to volunteer to God for free. Rav Yosi B'Shem V'Lo Rav Kolhi Ma'pligin B'Guf HaShel Korban Rav Machshir B'Machshir Korban Kol Amo Moedi Shuhu Mishtane Mekorban Yochel Lekorban Sibor. And again Rav Yosi, quoting Rav Lah, rejects this. It's like everyone. What do they argue about? The korban itself, a machshiri korban, all agree that it changes from a private korban to a public korban. Masnisen, Kliga, al, Shuzir Biacha, Oisa, Yomim, Noegim, Mahem, Bashaskir, Korban, but Oshla, Bashask, Korban. There's a question again to Biacha, Mabaisa, in Megillah Stanis. Those days of the korban eitzim apply, means there are yomta for those families, and they may not fast on them at a time of korban, means while the Beit HaMikdash is standing, and not at a time of korban, even when there's no Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in an argument of Shas Korban, where Rabbi Yossi says they apply only at a time of korban, all agree that there were times of korban eitzim when we accept from individuals. And the second question from Abaisa says, we, meet my family, were from Bnei Sana ben Binyamin. Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos, and we postponed it to Malta Shabbos. We fasted, but then complete the fast, because the tenth is a Yom Tov for us. The fast applies only at a time of Korban. Since there was a Yom Tov even at a time of Korban, we have to say that they brought, that when they brought, it was a proper Korban symbol. Oh, B'nei Gunvai Eli B'nei Koit 68. What are the B'nei Gunvai Eli and the B'nei Koit 68? Ela B'Shar Shahishiv Yerovim Ben Avot Sadahis Adrochim Le Manichim Esisol Alex Yerushalayim Kamisha Hikosha V'Yorachit V'Oisa Ador Maybe Es Bikura V'Noisnam L'Sechassal M'Chapa Eson Kiris V'Noitzel Es Eli V'Noisnam Es Hassal Aksefoi V'Noitzel Es Eli V'Yodai. You understand that when the gift of Yom Ben Avot, some people will go with the kings of Yavon, but when want to argue that Yavon Ben Avot set up guards on the roads and didn't allow Yisrael to ascend to Yerushalayim for Aliyah Regel, whoever was kosher and feared sin in that generation, he brought it to Bikurim, put them in a basket and covered it with dried figs. He took the Eli, which is a large piece of wood, to crush the figs, and put the basket on his shoulder and the Eli in his hand. When he came to the Mishma where the guard stood, the guard asked, "Where are you going?" And he said, "I'm only going to make from these dried figs one wing of pressed figs with this Eli in my hand." Once he passed the Mishma, he crowned them, adorned them with Pirus, and brought them up to Yerushalayim. Now, Oimer b'nei Salmai and the Tzotzi, Kol Mishahayim is Nadev, Eitzim, Gzirim, Lemarocha, Hayamevi, Eitzim, Vaisa Isam Kamin, Shilavim, Vaisa Isam Kamin, Sulam, Benoisin, Noisin, Alkseisho. Or the b'nei Salmai ha Anyone who volunteered wood and log for the marocha, for the woodpile, he bought wood and made like rungs and made like a ladder and put it on his shoulder. He came to where the guard was, and the guard asked him where he was going. He said, "I'm going only to bring two chicks from the dovecot in front of me with a ladder on my shoulder." Once he passed the guard, he disassembled it and brought it to Yerushalayim. And the Dishan Nosnu on Estasham, the Mitzvah, Vochu, Liknais, Shem Tov Olam, Balehim, Huoime, Zeche, Sadig, Levocha. Since they were Moise Nefesh, or the Mitzvah, they merited to acquire a good name in the world, and about them, the Pasuk says, Mishli Perig, Yod Pasuk Zayin, the Sadig remembered for blessing. Coming on to the next Mishnah at Halacha Hei. Chamisha Dvarim Iru Es Avisenim B'Shivah Asa Atamruz Chamisha V'Tishivahav B'Shivah Asa Atamruz Mishtav Aluchayif V'Asa Atamruz V'Huv Kareiha V'Sos Apostumus Es Atera V'Hem Yitzelem V'Heichol. Five things occurred to our ancestors on the 17th of Tamruz and five on Tisha B'Av. On the 17th of Tamruz, the Luchos were broken, the Tamruz was stopped, the Yerushalayim was breached, the Apostumus burned the Torah, and the idol was set up in the Heichol. Tishbav Nigzal Oisenu Shle Yikamsu La'aretz V'chav Abayif V'Rishayna V'Shniya V'Nekuda Beita V'Nechusha Ha'ir. Tishbav, it was decreed that our on an emphasis, they will not enter Yisrael. The first and second of the Mikdash were destroyed, Beta was captured, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed. The Gemara says, Ksiv, that Yishkoin Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai, Yechasei Ha'anon Shishish Yomim, Eikrim Moshe v'yom Shvi'i v'yom Moshe, Shvi'i Shvula Acha Hadibroi Tchila Le'aboim. The Gemara says, it's written in the Pasuk in Shemayis Pek, of the Pasuk in Zion, and the honor of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days, and he called out to Moshe on the seventh day, and Moshe ascended. Shvi, it was after the Aseret Hadibros, at the beginning of 40 days on Har Sinai. Abraham, Moshe, Aboim, Yomim, Anna me'avid b'tura k'en shigei yim aboim b'leibar miyad v'yaha'am k'ibosh yish Moshe l'oreth minah. Moshe told them, I will spend 40 days on the mountain. Once the 40th day came and he hadn't come, immediately the Pasuk says in Shemay Shlomo Beis Pasuk Aleph, and the nation saw that Moshe delayed from descending the mountain. K'en shigei yish shayis b'leibar miyad v'yakel m'yaha'am once 6 hours came and he didn't come, immediately, and the nation gathered to Aaron and they said to him, "Get up, let us make for ourselves a god that we can that will go in front of us." Then Pasuk Zion says there, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, go down, because the nation has destroyed. And Yeshua heard the sound of the nation being bad, and he said to Moshe, it's the sound of battle in the camp. Adam shu ofed lahanhig sara or shishimibri in a day lahavchim bin kolopo, which is that a man who is destined to be a leader with 600,000 people does not know how to distinguish one voice from another. Ime enkol anais gvura, venkol anais chalusha, kol anais anais hishemea, and Rabiasa kol kilus akum anais hishemea. It says in Pasuk Yosef, Moshe was speaking, he said, it's neither a voice shouting victory, nor a voice shouting defeat, a voice of blasphemy I hear. If he says this means, I hear the voice of praise of idolatry. Yudan quoting Rabbi Yosef, there's no generation that does not have a small measure of chet ha'egel. The next pasuk, Vehika shekar velamachane vaya et ha'egel hu oileis. The Pasuk says, now it came to pass when he drew closer to the camp and saw the calf and the dancers. Rechokia said, in the name of Ra'acha, this teaches that one may not judge through estimation, even though Moshe sensibly heard the voice of praise of idolatry, he didn't break the luchos until he saw. Dorash Moshe Mekavachim, Ma im Pesach Shehi Mitzah Yechidis, Ne'em Aboy, Kol Ben Nechar, Moshe expanded the Kavuchim, a Pesach is a single mitzvah, and it says, any estranged son shall not eat from it. The Torah, in which all mitzvahs are included, and also the Bnei Yisrael are idolaters, are not worthy of it. Vaisa says that Rishmon says, when the prophet says, and Moshe's anger flared up, and he threw down from his hands the luchos and broke them at the bottom of the mountain, Hashem told Moshe to break them, as the prophet says in Devarim Perek Yud Pasuk Beis, write on the luchos those words that were on the first set of luchos Hashem Shibalta that you broke, and meaning Hashem told him, you did well to break them.
Moshe
Zuhaim, Revach Mensa. Shuba Nachman quoting of Yonatan said that the Luchos were 6 Trochim long and 3 Trochim wide, and Moshe was holding 2 Trochim, and Hashem was holding 2 Trochim, Yachol, and the space of 2 Trochim, no one was holding, were in the middle. And this obviously has a deeper meaning, and it's not to be taken literally. Yonatan also fell, Oisai, Maaseh, Bikesh, because it's Bohu, Lachitfam, the other, Shal Moshe, the Gavi, the other, Shal Moshe, the Chatfam, the Menu, who, Shah Pasuv, Meshavuch, the Seish, the Oimer, when Esau did the act of the Chet HaEgel, Hashem wanted to grab them from Moshe's hands. Moshe overpowered and grabbed them from him, and the Pasuk praises him at the end, and all the strong hands, meaning great is the strength of the hand that overpowered me. Yochanan, quoting of Yosef HaAbaye, said the Luchos wanted to fly away, and Moshe held them, as it said in the Pasuk there, and I took hold of the two Luchos. Tani b'shem Rav Nechemya, haksav atzmai parach. As the Vayisa taught the name of Nechemya, the writing itself flew. The Ezra b'shem Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav Simon, הלוחיס היו מסי אבו המסר, הכסב היה סייב לנו, כן שפורח הכסב, כבדי על יודו, כשמיישה ונפלו נשתבו. The Ezra, quoting of Yudah, Bersion, said that the Luchos weighed 40 saw, and the writing held them up. Once the writing flew away, they were heavy on Moshe's hands, and they fell and were broken. Uvatala Tamid, the Tamid was cancelled. That's the case, one of the things that happened in on Shiraz HaBatamas, onto the Mishnah. Rav Simon b'shem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Yimei Malchus Yovan hayu meshalshim lahem shtei kupei shahzarov vayu ma'alim shnei kvasim. Rav Simon quoting Yehoshua ben Levi said, in the days of Malchus Yovan, people inside Yerushalayim used to lower 2 baskets of gold to people outside, and they brought up 2 lambs. Those outside bought 2 lambs of the gold to offer for the Korban HaTamid of each day. Amachas shushalu lahem once they lowered 2 baskets of gold and they sent up 2 goats. At that time, Hashem enlightened their eyes and they found 2 lambs in the chamber of lambs, which is the correct thing to use for the problem. Regarding that time, that was when Rabbi Yehuda ben Abba testified about the morning Tamid, and it may be offered at 4 hours. Am Rabbi Levi, af yemei Malchus Harisha, hazeis hayimashalshim lahem shtei kupois shalzav, hayimalin lahem shnei shisei kvasim. Levi says also in the days of the evil Malchus of Edom, they used to lower to them 2 baskets of gold, and they would raise for them 2 lambs. Tov shushu lahem shtei kupois shalzav behel lahem, שני חזירים, והספיקו להגיע למחס החבוימה, עד שנועד החזיר וקופץ מארץ ישראל, מם פרסה, ואיסר שור, גורמו הבוינות ובטל התומד וחוב הבית. The end, they lowered to them 2 baskets of gold, and they raised up for them 2 pigs. They didn't reach half side of the wall until a pig stuck its hoof into the wall, and it just shook 400 parsa. At that time, a various cause of the Tomid was cancelled, and the Mikdash was destroyed. Here, the Mishnah said that the city was breached on the 17th of Tammuz. Says, but the Gemara asks that there's a pasuk that says in Yom Yalam Tes pasuk base, on the 9th of the month the city was breached. You say it was on the 17th. Amar Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, Kolkol Cheshbonos Yeshkan. Tanchum Bar Chaniloi answered that there are mistaken calculations here. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says in Chofvav Pasuk Aleph, in the 12th year on the 1st of the month, Hashem spoke to me, saying, Ben Adam, since Tzur said about Yerushalayim, Heach, what's on the 1st? The first of Av, the Mikdash wasn't yet burnt, so why did Saul rejoice? Tame be'echa be'edel, v'yayim v'layla, nafak, alda min Yerushalayim, v'as lirtu. If you say it's the first of El, in one day and a night, a messenger can leave Yerushalayim, and come to Tzur, and there's no reason why they delay 3 weeks to rejoice. Ela, kolkul cheshbonos yesh kan, the answer is rather, there are mistaken calculations over here. If you thought that it was a shchidish of, just like they thought that the city was reached 8 days earlier than it really was. Rav Yochanan, Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Yochanan Omar, Lemelech Shai Yoshev, Rav Hashem Cheshbonos, Rav Amulai, Nishba Bencha, and his Kalkulu Cheshbonos of, Amma Yasa Zeroish Cheshbonos. Rav Yochanan and Rav Lakish disagreed about this. Rav Yochanan said, a parable for this is a king who was sitting and making calculations. He came and told him, your son was captured, and his calculations became mixed up. And this will be the beginning of the calculation. Rishoki said, a parable for this is a king who was sitting and making calculations. He came and told him, your son was captured and killed. He said, this will be the start of the calculation. Mana boy, Nichan is calculu, Lashava, Imalabo. Mana asked, well, it's fine that his calculations were messed up due to tragedies of the past. We say so for the future. Cheskel wrote that it was the first of the month before he knew about the Chorban. Ben Kamandama Betisha al Chodesh, Ben Kamandama Bi Yudayin, Ma Ben Ehoin, Chof Alav Yoyim, Yoyim Shehov Ka'ir, Vad Yoyim Shechor Beis HaMikdash. Both according to the opinion that the city was breached on the 9th of the month and the opinion that it was on the 17th, how much is between the breach and the Chorban, 21 days, and the city was breached until the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Amr Rabbi Avuna, Simona, Makel Shaked, Ani Boye. Maha Lozaze, Mishir Moitzi, Esnitzoi, Vaad Shugreme, Espiroitov, Chof Alaf Yoyim, Tachme Yoyim Jehuzka Iyer, Vaad Yoyim Shechav Abayev, Chof Alaf Yoyim. Avuna said, a simon for the matter is Makel Shaked, Ani Boye. I see a staff with almonds, just like an almond tree from when it sends out flowers until it finishes produce is 21 days. So from the day the city was breached until the Chorban of the Bayis was 21 days. Mandama b'tishu l'chodesh b'echa b'av chor v'bayis. Mandama b'yudzayin b'tishu b'av chor v'bayis. One who says the breach was on the 9th of the month, the Chorban of the Bayis is on the 1st thereof. One who says that the breach was on the 17th of Tammuz, the Chorban of the Bayis is on Tishu b'av. Tani Rishim bin Yachai Rikiva Rebbe Hayadurish Yama Hashem Fakis Semi Ravi Vesem Hamishi Vesem Shvi'i Vesem Asiri Vesemna. Like it says from Rishim bin Yachai Rikiva, my Rebbe used to expound, so says Hashem Fakis, the fast of the 4th, the 5th, the fast of the 7th, and the fast of the 10th, etc. And Semi Ravi'i refers to the 17th of Tammuz, because Tammuz is the 4th month of the year, if you start counting from Nisan. Same with V, Ze Yerzayim B'Tammuz, Shinishtabu Aluchis, Vatal Tammuz, Vivkayir, Vesaf Apostamuz, Tatayra, Behemid, Selem Behechel. Same with V refers to the 17th of Tammuz, as we said, on which the Luchis were broken, the Tammuz was bottled, the city was breached, Apostamuz burnt the Torah, and he set up an idol in the Hechel. Same Hamishi, the Tishabav, Shibai Chav, Abayef, Roshoina, Roshnia. Same Hashvi, the Gimel, Batsuri, Yom Shanera, Gboi, Kedalia, Ben Achikam. The Same Hamishi refers to Tishabav, on which the first and second Mikdoshes were destroyed, and Same Hashvi refers to the third of Tishrei, because Tishrei is the 7th month, on which Kedalia, Ben Achikam was killed. Yom Asiri, the Yud, Tavis, Shibai Samach Melech Bavel on Yerushalayim. Same Asiri refers to the 10th of Tavis, which is the 10th month of the year, on which the king of Bavel made a siege around Yerushalayim. Avdichiv, Vayhi, Drashim, Melech Bishanat Shi'is, Chodesh Asiri, Vesal Chodesh Lemo, Ben Adam, Kisavrocha, Eshem Hayem, Es Edsem Hayem, Hazeh, Samach Melech Bavel on Yerushalayim. And this is the meaning of the Pasuk in Yechezkel, in Perchof Dalet, Sikkim Aleph and Beis. Then the word of Hashem came to me in the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth of the month, saying, Son of man, write for yourself the name of the day. This very day, the king of Babel has besieged Jerusalem on this very day. And I, means Rabbi Shimon, say that Sim HaAsiri refers to the 5th of Tevis, the day that the word of the Chorban came to Babel. And the source is the Pasuk also in Yecheskel there, in fact, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, and it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 10th month, on the 5th day of the month of our exile, that the Jews from Yerushalayim came to me, saying, the city was struck. Now, in Yehuda, they fast on the day of the action, the siege, which is Sabbat Tevis, and in Goroth and Babel, on the day of the report, which is Chamisha Tevis. The Kiva expounds first, last, and Sema Ravi, Sema Chamashi, and Sema Shvi are due to the breaching of the city, the Horban, and the murder of Gedaliah. And last, first, that Sema Asiri is for the siege, which was before all of these. The Pasuk lists the fast based on the order of the month. And Iwaya, Estevai, Medivai, Rikiva, and I, says the Bishimon, expounds first, and last. First was the breach, then the Horban, and then the murder of Gedaliah, and last was the report of the Horban. The Pasuk is based on the order of the month, and also on the order of when the events occurred.